Lecture topic, how to protect our hearts, iman and children.
One Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in Delhi, Jamia Masjid, who's been to India, must have seen the masjid. It's a very big masjid. Very big masjid. And he gave a talk. He gave a long talk also. Thereafter, he was coming out. He saw a person, a villager, running towards him. And he asked him, and he says, Hazrat, I missed the bayah. What do you think Hazrat did that time? With all his murid, he said, sit down there. And he gave the same talk. 1 hour, 2 hours, same talk. People were surprised. There's something to learn. Asked him, Hazrat, why you took the same time you spent, you gave the same time you had to give bayan to? What an answer he gave. Allah. Maine ek ke liye kiya. I did for Allah, that's the one, and now to be one. We must have this intention all the time, we do it for Allah. You not do it for anything else. Whether one person comes, whether 100 people comes, whether no one comes, you have to have Allah in front of you. Your maqsad is only, the purpose only must be Allah. This is what Suluk teaches us. Suluk teaches us this. Take your heart away from everything. Do not have any kind of trust on anyone. That kind of condition you must have in you. So when you have this in your mind that you know you do not have trust on anyone, reliant on anyone. So if they cause any kind of harm to you in any way, whether it's your wife, whether it's your brother, whether it's your best friend, but now you have now put into your mind that I'm not relying on anyone. There's no such reliance. Then if they cause any kind of harm to you, you in return will not cause any harm to them. You not cause any? You will not have any kind of animosity at heart also. Because the moment you have any kind of animosity of any kind, whether with your wife, whether with your father, with your brother, with your friends, if you have any kind of animosity, that means there's a defect in you. Is that? Because when you've got Allah Ta'ala in front of you, and you know that He is the doer, everything happens with His doings, nothing, even the leaf that falls down in His permission. When we know all those things, then we know that anything happens to you, happens from anyone, it's happening for whom? Allah Ta'ala. So you've got that it's happening for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart will be very, very clean with everyone. You smile with everyone. You won't have any enemies at all. This is what Suluk is teaching us. This is what Suluk? Until unless you don't get that condition in you, it becomes very difficult for you to lead a life, a straight life of salik. This is what we have to have in mind. Someone refuses something to, it happens from there. If someone refuses something to, it happens from there. Trying to think of an incident that took place one of these 2 days now. And I only told him this, but it happened because Allah wanted it to happen like that. And he just kept quiet. So we have to learn that everything happened with Allah. You put a tender somewhere. You put a tender somewhere. And the tender ran away. You lost it. You must not get despondent, because end of the day from where it's happening. You know that your son was going to get married to a certain girl. 100% you got all done. After a few days they refused. Allah is not wanting that. There's no such thing as animosity. A person who got going to root to Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he does not know what's the meaning of animosity. He tries to keep his heart as clean as possible because the heart is pure for only one person. His heart only plays for one person, no one else. This heart of ours is for only one, and that's Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so pure that you have to keep your heart very pure. I don't know if you remember last week I was mentioning that the sin of the eye is not so severe as the sin of the heart. The sin of the eye is not as severe because if you're looking at a woman too, you may be looking at the wrong, you know, good intention. Good intention means that was your mother, that was your sister. You cannot read anyone's intention. But whatever it is, but the eyes, you said it is known, the sin is known. But the sin of the heart is the most difficult thing. It's hidden all the time, and the only person that can safeguard himself or protect himself from the sin of the heart is to have taqwa. Taqwa. Fear. To have the constant Allah looking at me. Constant Allah. When you've been told that you make zikr Allah, Allah, Allah all the time, what's the purpose of it? What's the purpose? If you only know the wonders of the zikr of Allah, continuously making the thing, the time comes in you that you know that taqwa becomes so strong in you that it will prevent you from thinking of anything else in Allah. So this heart, the sin of the heart is very difficult. For example, you see a man when you're walking past, he harmed you a certain time, some time ago. And he looked at you, hey, this person, you know, he did this to me. That's number one. But close it. Close it. Do not accommodate. Do not. You allow one question on that, like, you know, you see a woman passing by, you looked at the woman and you turned away. That foresight is forgiven. Likewise, when you see a person who has harmed you, no matter who that person is, whether he stole your money, whether he, whatever he did to you, the moment your eyes fell on that person, the thought must come, hey, this is a charge. That thought came is okay. More than that, now you must, the heart must be kept pure. The heart must be kept. That you saw a person, he got a gambler, you know he's a gambler, but now he's in the masjid. He came to the masjid, bichara made tawbah, he cried, Allah Ta'ala. They say, always think good of a person, don't think bad of a person. Allah, my Hazrat, always should tell us this. Don't ever think bad of a person, Allah will not ask you why you think good of a person, Allah will why you think bad. If you think good of a person, Allah will never question. But you think bad of a person, Allah will question. When you think good of a person, you can reward for that. You know, one person wrote to Hazrat a letter. And he says, you know, I'm disappointed that person caused so much harm to me that I'm going to take revenge. Intiqam. You know, Hazrat said, Hazrat wrote to him, I think you made a mistake in the letter. He's not taking intizam, wrote intiqam. Listen to this, what I'm saying. You know what Hazrat said? I think you made a mistake. Instead of saying intizam, you make intiqam. That person, pani ho gaya. This is what you call a sheikh. This is what you call a sheikh. How he makes an islah. Your islah must be done. If your islah is not done. When people say they come into the majlis, Bahazuri majlis when they come, they will be accelerating to come, who's coming first majlis. Each one excels to come first. So when they excel to come first, Hazrat says, you know, mashallah, well, excelling each other, it's time to be first in the majlis. But what's the purpose? How are you excelling now? Try to excel this month that whatever you learn in the majlis, put it into practice immediately. Then you can say whatever you say. There's no doubt that that kind of person who comes in the majlis with that kind of intention that, you know what, whatever I'm going to learn now, I'm not leaving tomorrow. For example, I tell you, Hazrat said, Hazrat talks or something else. Hazrat said, when you come to the Majlis, with the intention that whatever you've been told now, if I got that defect in me, I must put it right now there. For example, anger. Don't say I'm going to take it away. It's taken out. It's when you sat down here, and Hazrat said, okay, this, we've got a defect in you, the anger. Hazrat said, save yourself, protect yourself from anger. Straight away, the person who's a true seeker, is out. It's out, not out there, out here. It's out. I'm going to protect myself. You say, oh Allah, help me. This is one thing when you sit in the majlis, when you see a kind of a defect you have in you. He said, oh Allah, I'm very weak. Oh Allah, you help me. But you must make a step too. When the food is there, you can't say food in your mouth. You put your hand to eat the food. Like one person wrote to Hazrat and told Hazrat, make dua for me that I have to put this. He said, dua to me kalunga. Lekin khana me bhuk me to khana to. You'll see the food, you'll run for the food and leave the food there. Like when you go for the food, you have to go through something. You have to do something. Without doing anything, what do you expect? You have to do something. Everything you have to do something. So you have to. The moment you say that gussa, as I said, that the moment he says, as I said, Majlis said, if this that gussa, that thing, anger you got in you, you must say, oh Allah, in your heart of heart, if that's your defect. That's why they say when you sit in a Majlis not a waz. A Majlis is a place for the sick people. It's a hospital you call for the sick people. You have to put your sickness right. It's a place of sickness. You put it right. If you've got anger in you, straight away you make dua, oh Allah, you make dua, oh Allah, make me perfect. When I leave this place, I won't have anger. And remind yourself all the time. It's very important is making mutaba of your majlis. I know of a person, he listened to Hazrat Madi thousands of times. Thousands of times, both mazhab. This is what I'm trying to say. So the anger comes to, maybe here you've got pride now. You've got pride. Immediately make dua, Allah, through your fazal, through your grace, Allah, take it. These kind of things you have to make dua. They're not that. That's the purpose for Majlis. That's the purpose for one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm changing the subject because I like that hadith so much. All hadiths, Allah Ta'ala smiles three times, three conditions. In three occasions, Allah Ta'ala smiles. Allah Ta'ala smiles in three occasions. Not like how we smile. If we smile, we look so nice. How Allah will. If we smile, we say, hey, look how nice that person looking, the one who gave the smile, how nice he is. If you look at a flower and say how beautiful that flower is, the one who created the flower, how beautiful that flower is. The three occasions Allah Ta'ala smiles. One is Tamhaj. Tamhaj is when the person is completely in the beggar state. Only two clothes. His hair is not right, everything not right. And it's like a beggar walking. Allah Ta'ala, look at this person. My love has brought him here, he left the world for my sake. He tells the police that you don't know how much I love this person. You bear witness and accept his Hajj. That person who goes to the Hajj with the right condition, the right everything, he only realizes what Allah does not do for him. Love him. Second is that person who not run to the masjid, but he hastes to run to the masjid to come the first time. To come to the first. Who comes haste to come to the first up, Allah Ta'ala smiles. Look at this but he's running toward me. He left everything to come toward my masjid. To meet me. And he wants to come to the first up just to come to me. And the third one is when the time his eyes open for tahajjud, he opens and goes to his wife. And throw water into him, sprinkle water into her eyes. பொன்பு சந்தடி கேட்டீங்க. The spiegel, what is it? Kya ho gaya? No, it's raining or something. No, no, no. Let's eat two rakat namaz. Let's eat two rakat. Allah Ta'ala smiled. They left his wife, they brought them together, left the hot bed and everything, no matter if they be freezing too. They may be freezing too. No, that freeze is not important. My relationship. And he wakes up and did that namaz, that tahajjud namaz. Allah Ta'ala smiled. That's why they say they are special time with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is all the time with you. But the special time is something else. Special time is that special. But now some ladies who listen to my ministry, now receiver, if we think now they are old too. But they can't wake up too. But they say, let us wake up start to class. They must not do that. They must look at the situation. If they are weak, they are sick. They're not supposed to wake up. Hazrat is one lady, she was very pious. She wrote to Hazrat and told Hazrat, I'm feeling very disturbed that, you know, I cannot wake up with Tahajjud Namaz and I'm weak and sick and all the rest of it. What an answer Hazrat said. Hazrat said that, as far as the compulsory acts, Allah Ta'ala has given so much of permission, exemption. Then what's the reason for you to wake up with Tahajjud? When the first namaz, Allah Ta'ala has given so much exemption, how you can do, if you cannot sit, how to animal, all that exemption is given, then what is so important for you to wake up with tahajjud namaz? Which is nafil. Never mind, before you sleep, isha time, before rakat, tahajjud namaz. So she got comfort too. He consoled her too, and told her, don't do this. Because it is first to look after your health. Remember, it is far to look after him. So on that three occasions, Allah Ta'ala smiles. So at least a person now when you go to the masjid, hey, let me go quick. I want Allah Ta'ala to smile at me. So that person will come early to the masjid, Allah will smile with him. So who do want Allah to smile with him? What Allah Ta'ala won't do for him at that time? He left everything for my sake. His business is rotting. He said, Allah, you gave me that business. I did not do anything. Allah, you come first to me. Everything Allah come first. You leave your business and you come to the masjid. But don't run. Hazrat told, don't run. If you run, you break your leg. For days you will be staying out of mosque. For days. So everything you do, Jin, inshallah. Why people are not benefiting today from the majalis? Why? What's the reason for that? People come into the majlis, they sit in the majlis, but what's the reason? Is my Hazrat saying this? What's the purpose that they are coming to the majlis but they're not benefiting? Not benefiting. How they must benefit, they're not benefiting. What's the reason for that? The reason for that, he said, Hazrat said that one person came to him, he got bad with Hazrat Ji, and then he began to go everywhere else. He going everywhere else. Going this person's place, that person's place, everyone's place is going, every bayan is going to, and every bayan is going to. Away after that, Hazrat told him, he wrote to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, I want to come to you. I want to present myself to you. Hazrat replied to him, the first step in suluk is fanafi sheikh. The first step is fanafi sheikh. Do you know what is fanafi sheikh? I'll tell you now what is fanafi sheikh. The word everyone say fanafi sheikh, fanafi sheikh, fanafi sheikh. Very easy. Fanafi sheikh means that no one beside him that you can look at. You won't look at anyone else, you won't look at his face. Fanafi sheikh means if now it's night time, you tell you day time, you say, yeah, I agree. You cannot agree that you're not fanafi sheikh. In other words, whatever he tells you to do, whether it makes sense to you, does not make sense to you, you just follow. Amanna wa sallam. Fanafi sheikh. A sheikh does not make you commit any guna. Fair? That's why in those days they do not make bed very quickly. In those, nowadays there's agencies for that. Sorry to say. There are special agencies now. That's why too there's no real benefit. I don't know if you were there last week, how the Hazrat said, I must come to know you, you must come to know me. Then. Those days when a person come to ask to become sheikh or to become bed, the wuzu look at him and say, alright now mine, stay the night, tomorrow you come and make bed. At night what he'll do? He'll tell his khadim, he'll tell his khadim that, you know what, leave the khanka door open. One, two ladies come inside. One, two ladies come inside. And see, these two people who came to become bed, say, hey, ladies come inside here too. What are they doing here? What are they doing here? The ladies come in. Next morning, Sheikh is making ghusl too. Make ghusl too. Ghusl too. These people say, what kind of khanka is this? What kind of khanka is this? Is khamukha this is? So, in the morning, one fellow is gone. He says, I don't want to become bed here. What kind of bed is this now? The Sheikh said, two people came, where is the other person? He said, Hazrat, he's gone. So why didn't you go too? Hazrat, he went away because he said, the women are here and this what happened, that what happened. He said, why didn't you go there too? He said, Hazrat, I came to become bed. I came to become bed. Your action with Allah Ta'ala. Your action with Allah Ta'ala. That's between you and Allah Ta'ala. I didn't come for that. That I didn't come to see. I can remember. Then he told him, remember, this woman that was there is my wife. Was my wife? Not committing guna. That's how they tried a little bit to prevent you to become bad. Don't come near us. Go far away. And yeah, everyone wants to come here. So this is called Qanaati Sheikh. You give yourself up completely to the Sheikh no matter what he says, what he does. But the Sheikh does not commit guna. So the first thing Hazrat says to that person when his habit changing, going everywhere, he tells him, what is this stuff? First thing is Qanaati Sheikh. And the purpose is Islam, nothing else. Remember one thing, the purpose for anyone to become bad is Islam. If your Islam not take place, that means your purpose not fulfilled. The purpose will be Islam. As I said very nicely, you don't have in your heart, you have in. In other words, you must, as I said, you is nakara. As I said, is nakara. As I said, lowering himself, that you have given your hand to this nakara. In other words, a good for nothing. Lowering himself in reality. Then when you've given yourself to this person, what you're supposed to do? Don't turn to someone else. Do not turn anywhere else. Turn to a sheikh. Otherwise it won't come. So this is the reason why you find there's a defect that you find there's people, they are not really benefiting anything. They're not really benefiting. Because you're running from here everywhere. And remember, every buzu got some kamal. Every buzu got some kamal. They got some kamal. But if you look at this kamal and that kamal, you end up no kamal. You end up nowhere. So you're supposed not to go running around, just keep to one place. However, I just want to speak of one, Hazrat's one incident. Hazrat, even youngsters come in, pay a lot of attention to them. Youngsters. Has he like youngsters? He like youngsters too much. Give them all kind of advices. So some boys came, he says, he met Hazrati. Hazrati, what's a keep away from haram? What do you tell him? Keep away from haram. The keep away. Always keep in mind the Sharia. He told those youngsters, okay? Keep away from haram. The first thing a person must do is keep away from haram. When Allah Ta'ala makes something haram, don't go near it to him. Do not make any kind of thing to make it halal. What is haram is haram. But as he says, always keep in mind Sharia. Then business we do according to Sharia. Do your business according to Sharia. Thereafter, no matter how much you make, how much you earn, stay very happy. No matter how much you earn, I'm not concerned. As long as you got this in mind, the halal and haram. Because Sharia in front of you, carry on. Earn very well, and earn well, but keep you. And Allah Ta'ala must, His Hazrat said, Allah Ta'ala must keep you with afiyat. And what has He said? Keep your iman till the end. Allah must keep you with afiyat, but keep your iman. Look after your iman. That iman of yours you must look after. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, how does a person know in which way a person can keep his iman? He says in three ways. And when is a person got a fear that iman can go away? In three ways. When a person's iman can go away? In three ways. Number one, he does not have the fear that iman goes away. He does not have the fear that iman goes away. In other words, he must have the fear all the time, my iman can go away. My iman can go away. While we yet to Allah, my iman ke saath. Kamil iman ke saath. Iman is very important. Iman is important. So the first thing, you must always have the fear. So that person whose iman can go away, is number one, is the person does not have any fear that is iman. Second is this much, that person, he may zulm on people. If he may zulm on people, the iman goes away. If he may zulm on people, the iman can go away. When zulm on people, that's pride. And that's a lot of people making zulm on people. You know what kind, what zulm is supposed to be. Second is that. And the third one is this, which I cannot remember now. Imam Hanifa Rahman says, what is that person? Who at all times may have the fear that one goes away. Second is the person who has zulm. And third is that which I cannot remember now. If I remember, inshallah. So this is very important, all for times. So when youngsters will come, what do you say this much? So some youngsters came again. I got a lot of youngsters coming here. The parents must remember this thing. The son of these youngsters came to meet Hazrat. Said, keep away from wrong places. Hazrat told him, keep away from wrong places. Please, my dear friends, keep your children, look after your children. Look after your children, you don't know what you are doing to your children. Keep away, Hazrat told him, keep away from wrong places. Keep away from wrong places. What he said? By sitting in the wrong places, four things, four harms. The four harms for a person who sends his children to wrong places. Number one, he lose respect. Respect is gone. He lose respect. Definitely lose respect. You have no more respect. Number two, you lose your health also. You lose your health. I don't have to tell you all that, how they lose their health, what in which way they lose their health. Number three, lose money. You lose money. Lose health, lose respect, lose money. And that's what's happening today. If I tell you what people come and tell me, I get a shock. You get a shock. How much they're spending on the wrong things. Wrong company has caused them to spend 150,000 a day. I'm not exaggerating. The father is lost because he's gone the wrong road altogether. The wrong place. The wrong place, the wrong people is going wrong. They're losing health also. As he said, the fourth, for what purpose you have been, you came in this world, you lost that. All your purpose. This is what is supposed to be, that look after our children. Look after our children. So when they were going, as he told this person, look after. Keep away from wrong places. That is the most important. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala hum amal karne ki taufeeq dee, aur dua ko daawat ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا إننا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا
فترحمنا لنكون من المحسنين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد ورحمتك يا